This is Al Jazeera, and these are the top stories this hour. More than 40 NATO peacekeepers have been injured during demonstrations by ethnic Serbs in northern Kosovo. Protesters are angry about ethnic Albanian officials taking office. Serbia's president is blaming Kosovo's prime minister for the escalation in violence.
I'm urging the Serbs in Kosovo, and I know how they feel and how difficult it is for them, not to get into a conflict with NATO. Not because I'm afraid or because any of us are afraid. None of us personally have anything to lose, but because that's what Kurti wants most.
A humanitarian ceasefire between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces has been extended by 5 days. Residents of Khartoum remain trapped in their homes as sporadic fighting continues. Ukraine says at least one person has been killed and another taken to hospital after Russia's latest airstrikes on Kyiv. The military said it shot down more than 20 Russian drones. Moscow has intensified strikes on the city. During a rare daytime attack on Monday, people took shelter in metro stations. And Moscow's mayor says drones hit several buildings in the Russian capital. Sergei Sobyanin said they've caused minor damage with no serious injuries reported. Local media have reported that 4 to 10 drones were shot down on Tuesday morning. State media say North Korea will launch its first surveillance satellite in June. It's in response to recent joint drills between the US and South Korea. Pyongyang says the satellite allows for live monitoring of US military activities. A large wildfire has prompted a state of emergency in Halifax and Canada's eastern province of Nova Scotia. About 18,000 people have been forced to leave their homes. Dry conditions and strong winds are fanning the flames.